from the El Pasillo Yacht Club in Southern California, the Phil Henry Show, and it's Pirate Days out at the El Pasillo Yacht Club.
And I'm Commodore Ray Conneal. Thank you, young man. I'm Commodore Ray Conneal. Do I go? I'm Commodore Ray Conneal, and this is Pirate Days, everyone. Pirate Days here. We're on the Phil Henry Show, everyone. Everybody? Yeah. See, with a bunch of people, Phil.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody. It's Phil Henry here. We have Margaret Gray.
Hello, everyone.
And we have General Galen Shaw is with us as well. General Shaw.
Yes, hi. Nice to see you. Hi. Ray, it's nice to see you. I haven't talked to you in a while.
Well, it's good to see you as well. And also, who's this gentleman here?
My name is Robert Leonard.
Robert Leonard. So, it's great to be with you guys. Welcome. Thanks, everyone, for making us so welcome here at the El Pasillo Yacht Club. I know there's a nice crowd of folks here on handout just to see us do our thing. So thank you guys for being with us. Thanks. Hello.
I want to hear that music again because this is so festive. Lead it. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Go. Go, Bill. Yeah.
Who's the gentleman on the accordion?
Yeah, that's Tim Crippen, and Tim lost an eye and an arm.
Is he a veteran?
No, he just lost an eye and an arm one afternoon. Where were you, Tim, when you do that? He's on his way to get some bananas over here. The whole thing was very interesting.
With pirate music, right?
Excuse me? This pirate music. Yes, this is pirate music.
Thank you very much. Ray Conneal is the Commodore here at the El Pasillo Yacht Club. Thanks, guys.
Okay, guys, you can call it off. Call it off. Call it off. Call it the hell off.
Ray, we have a couple of things happening. I know you're having Pirate Days here.
That's right. Pirate Days is going until we've decided to extend it. Pirate Days will be extended fully into Tuesday. And so we're excited about that.
All right, so Pirate Days is extended into Tuesday. And everybody's on high on that one, aren't they?
Hey, Tony, he's going to play the accordion again. Here we go. I can't help it, Phil, but these guys, yeah.
We're going to have to can the accordion, though, because we've got a couple of other guests, okay?
You know what?
We have some other guests. Thank you very much.
Did he?
Okay, so the Commodore's doing a dance. Go ahead, Commodore.
Yeah, look. Yeah. See, this is called the pirate dance. Yeah, this is a pirate dance here. What do you think?
I mean, you're just skipping around.
Yeah. All right, can it, because we got a kid here that's in. Can the music. What is the story?
Well, you're just skipping about.
That's what you do. You skip about. That's kind of a pirate dance. That's the way the pirate dance is, yes. Thank you, General. Have you done it?
Have I done what?
Have you done the pirate? All right, everyone, thank you. Have you done the pirate dance?
Can't say as I have, but I thought it was very good.
Well, the pirate dance is part of Pirate Days.
Yes, the pirate dance is part of Pirate Days.
Well, what I wanted to tell you, Commodore Conneal, correct?
Yeah, this is my second time on your program, so
I forgive me.
All right, no, we remember, but we've got so many other.
Well, when was the last time you were? The last time you were here?
Well, I come here for the occasional cocktail.
Are you a member?
I am not a member, no, but I'm invited by members.
Oh, you need to be a member, so I've got to check into that.
Is it not okay to have a cocktail?
Wow, is that onion?
Yes, I had just ahead a Mexican scramble.
Okay.
Is it not all right to have a cocktail?
It's okay to have a cocktail, but when you're just coming over here all the time, putting the arm on someone for a free drink.
Excuse me, Commodore, no one's putting the arm on anybody.
All right, okay.
Chris Norton is going to be here, too. You remember Chris, right?
I do not.
Well, we called you well in advance.
We called you in advance, Commodore, because you know Chris. He does the Cove Run.
Oh, for Chris.
All right, so the Cove Run. All right, you want to step...
Oh, wait a minute.
All right, so Commodore, he was told, Bud, right?
He was told that Chris Norton would be here, and also Steve Street Beef.
Not Street Beef. Street Beef is a big lummox. Walks around with that...
Steve Street Beef purposely wears these tight Speedos with the big bulge.
I don't know. I don't remember that.
You don't remember Street Beef? The guy came as a joke. He brought a wheelbarrow and said, hey, yeah, you know.
Yeah, he said, I gotta have a wheelbarrow for it.
He's a crude slob that Chris brings along for laughs.
And that's why Commodore...
That's why Commodore Conneal is...
Do you have
Yeah, I got, well, right now I got Chris on the phone. He's on his way over here. He's in transit right now.
Hey, Chris, it's Phil.
Yeah, Phil.
The Commodore did not react very favorably when he heard that you were coming over.
Well, he should know, Phil, that I am, God.
Hey, Commodore?
Yeah?
Come on over here a second. I got Chris Norton.
All right, now Chris Norton, where is he?
Hey, Commodore, is Chris Norton. How you doing?
Hey, I'm fine, but I was supposed to be told, are you doing the Cove Run again?
We are doing Cove Run.
All right, I can't. First of all, my wife is here. I understand Cove Run. I understand the invitation. I'm not turning it down necessarily. You understand that, right?
Okay.
All right, but you've got to let me know. I've got a wife. All right, so he's walked off.
I did not say nothing about he's invited to Cove Run. I said it'd be great if you want to come to Cove Run. That'll be us going to Cove Run.
Say that again. I don't know. We didn't understand that, Chris.
I mean, if he wants to, we're almost at the club, so he wants to.
Just park the car and come on over.
Hey, Steve, are you going to? Steve's got on his Speedo and he put it in like a. He's got the wheelbarrow.
It's not funny, okay? So.
All right, but that's.
Thanks a lot. I don't want to hear any more about Steve Street. This guy comes in, he's got what looks like this gigantic penis in his freaking. I think that's all him. Well, isn't that great, man? But coming in here with a wheelbarrow and going. Man, is that what he was the guy that did that? Yes, he's the guy that did it. All right, sports fans, it's the Phil Henry Show here live from the El Pacifico Yacht Club in Southern California. We'll be right back.
The Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico Yacht Club in Southern California is brought to you by the El Pacifico Yacht Club. I'm Ray Conniel, enjoying pirate days. Come on out, bring the family. There'll be pirates and flute playing and a big cup of grog, too. And take the pirate trip ride. You go on a big pirate ship and go, yeah. I mean, it is what it is. Pirate days at the El Pacifico Yacht Club this weekend. Bring the family.
From the El Pacifico Yacht Club in Southern California, it's the Phil Henry Show, and it's pirate days here. And it's a very interesting time, but to have pirate days here in the middle of winter, Ray Conniel is the Commodore here of the El Pacifico Yacht Club. Ray, why in the middle of winter?
Well, thank you very much, General. You know, we debated that when we had our debates as to when we would have the pirate days. I said, you know something? In the middle of wintertime, we have fog and sea lions, as Phil...
Say this is the time of sea lions and fog.
Yes, it's a very... It's very dramatic.
And it's a dramatic time of year.
Has there been pirates here? I mean, do you have any history?
Yeah, I was reading up they had a couple of shipwrecks. Well, they've had shipwrecks out on Channel Islands. And so here comes this guy now. Hold on, Chris. Chris, I'll get to you in a second, okay?
That's no problem.
I'll get to you in... There have been shipwrecks out of the Channel Islands where you go on the Cove Run. I don't want to mention Cove Run.
So there have been shipwrecks out there?
Yes. And very famous ones, too, that I knew the particulars of, but I can't remember.
Why are you preoccupied?
Because... do you want it?
No, hold on. Wait a minute, okay?
No, it's okay. If you were going to say something.
Well, I'm here to do Cove Run, and we're going to incorporate Cove for Commodore, you know, Conniel. And I think we're going to make a general announcement, everybody, that Commodore Conniel is going to be going on Cove Run with us. Okay, so that's,
thank you.
So this is a good thing.
He'll be on the Cove Run with us. That's Steve Street Beef, Steve.
Hey, how you doing, Commodore? I'm Steve Street Beef.
Yeah.
This is your life preserver, packet of condoms.
God damn it.
Hold on. All right, let's take a break.
That's not supposed to be what they're... You know something?
It's Pirate Days at El Pacifico Yacht Club. Gonna be back.
Let me do it. The Pirate Days at the El Pacifico Yacht Club and the Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back right after this.
Yee-wee!
Hello, this is Margaret Gray. You know, Pirate Days is exciting for all of us. We go to the yacht club, all kinds of people with the patches over the eyes and the fake pirate tattoos. But you know, this is no time to be playing it loose with your health. This is cold and flu season, and while you're here at Pirate Days at the Pacifico Yacht Club, make an appointment to go over to the health department or to your local doctor to get your flu shot. Very important. And also, of course, your measles and your mumps and your rubella. A healthy, friendly reminder from
The Phil Henry Show and Ray Conneal and the El Pacifico Yacht Club, too.
Stay healthy, chump.
All right, back here to the Phil Henry Show at Pirate Days here at the El Pacifico Yacht Club. Commodore Conneal,
I'll see you in a minute, okay?
All right, I mean, Chris Norton joins us. Chris, this is Cove Run 3, right?
Yeah, Mr. Henry, thank you very much. And hi, everybody. My name is Chris Norton, and this is... I just want you to say we're very happy to be here with you, and we're happy to be enjoying this here today.
Okay.
Yeah, how you doing? We're just happy to be here. Steve Street Beef, Steve.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? I'm Steve Street Beef. I can't be happier than to be, yeah.
And,
okay. Thanks, guys, with the pirate music.
If you could can that, that'd be phenomenal.
So, Cove Run 3.
Cove Run 3 is on. Cove Run 3 is happening. We want everybody to know that we're at the Cove tonight, tomorrow night, and then what will be party night, which is Cove Party, and that's when all the stops come out. All the we're going to be rocking and rolling it. You know, we're going to be rocking and rolling. Steve.
Yeah, yeah. When we do Cove Party, the pants, you know, figuratively speaking, the pants come off. You know.
Yeah, the pants will come down and the pants come off at Cove Party. And I wanted everyone to know also that Cove Run, I like to think of Cove Run as a family affair, you know.
How is it a family affair? This is interesting. When you say the pants come off.
Steve?
Ms. Gray, when we say the pants are figuratively coming up, they'll come halfway down. What basically it means is we'll say it's Cove Party time and a flare gets shot off.
Yeah, I've got the flare gun here.
So that you shoot the flare.
That's correct.
Yeah, the flare gun. And then we'll say the pants are coming off. And then we pull our pants down just so you see a hint of the buttocks.
Yeah.
And then if you want to leave.
Yeah, that's when you can fire up your boat and leave if you want. But we give everyone fair notice that Cove runs on.
Let me ask a question.
Yeah, when you, can I say something general? Every time.
No, you can't say anything. I want to ask a question. And I'm sorry if I'm pissing people off, but I want to ask you something. Are you... I want to ask you, when you say the pants come off and you just show a part of the buttock...
Thank you.
Yeah.
Steve?
Yeah.
Why is it Steve?
Because he's the one... He has most information.
The pants... Basically, what we mean by the pants come down is we show a hint of butt crack, and that is your... Is it a thumbs up or... If you give it the thumbs up... You stay. If you give it the thumbs down, you leave.
Our families welcome.
Unfortunately, no. We're not going to have families.
The whole thing with Cove Run's got nothing to do with families. It's about a man finding a cove. Basically, as we said to you, Mr. Ernie, when we first come on a show with Cove Run a couple of years ago, we said the working man in America works his butt off. He wears his buns off. You know, he's always working his buns off, and no one seems to care. You know. And so Steve Street Beef and I, Steve is one of the stars of, took a walk in the backyard late last night. And
I was in that film.
Yeah, so he just said.
All right.
Yeah, he did. Well, God, General, I mean.
Yeah, we just heard you took a walk in what?
Took a walk in your back. That's the,
it was the third film you did, Chris, right?
Well, we did Rest Rod, you know, Ride and Rest Rod on the Rod. And then we also did Breast of Breast, West of Breast, East of Your Breast. And
yeah, Brexit Breast was another one that I was in too.
Yeah, you were in all of them, weren't you?
No, I was not. I wasn't in Beavertown.
Beavertown, though, is one we have not yet finished making. We're hopeful that we'll. Yeah, thank you.
You folks know? Do the people here?
You guys know? You know Beavertown, don't you?
Yeah.
Beavertown's in production.
Beavertown's in production. I'm not in it.
Yeah, you're not in it, and everybody's giving it a big round of applause.
Well, I don't know what you think you mean by that, but...
Hey, guys, hold on.
God damn.
Hey, look, hold on.
Ray?
No, wait. You're here at El Pacifico Yacht Club. I'm Ray Conneal. I'm the Commodore, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not going to have people here talking about taking a walk in someone's backyard or... Is that what you said?
That's the name of a movie.
You're taking a walk in a woman's back...
Commodore, do you want to do Cove Run or no?
I do want to do Cove Run.
Let me clear something up. Thank you, folks. I want to clear something up. Commodore, are you going to Cove Run?
Yeah, I told Chris Norton that I would allow it if I had what I want is a day pass.
You do have the day pass.
Okay.
So you're going to go to Cove Run, and you're nervous about that because obviously you don't want your wife to find out.
Oh, God damn you.
Sir Henry, you said that you didn't make any agreement at all.
What are you trying to pull anyway, Norton?
Mr. Henry, listen, you made an agreement.
I didn't make any agreement.
I said...
Go get him, will you?
Commodore, come on, I said so.
God damn it. I'm sorry, it's my fault.
I can't hear myself over this god... Hi, everyone, I'm sorry. I was going to call you a goddamn crowd, and you're not. You're lovely people, you're warm, and... Yeah.
God... Commodore, I had no idea you made a deal with him.
We're
talking about that, man.
Well, then why are you guys talking about this, man? My wife is out of town. Now, this is going to get to her. I'm not going over to this Cove Run for any reason other than observational. I got a day pass. That means I sit on the bridge of... my cruiser.
We're going on Throb City. We have you got 45 foot penis, what you got.
Yeah, you wish, man. You wish.
I said you do, not me.
Oh, yeah.
How about that, 45 foot penis?
I'm sitting on the bridge of the Coneal. That's the SS Coneal with my boat to observe Cove Run, but not be a part of it.
All right, then you don't have to worry about it. Thanks, folks. Thank you.
Bill, but this guy's saying, are you coming to Cove Run, and this guy's carrying his penis in a wheelbarrow.
No one said anything about that.
I think everybody needs to calm down. We're here at Pirate Days. This is what we're here enjoying. That's why I'm here. I'm Margaret Gray, and the rest of you chumps can bugger off. Thank you.
Cove Run and Pirate Days. At the El Pacifico Yacht Club. It's all part of the fun and extravaganza that's the Phil Henry Show. We're going to be right back. This is Matt Covina. I'll have your weather tonight at 11 on Channel 66. K-A-V... Let's see. What letter would I like? How about I? K-A-V-I. There you go. Cavi.
No, it's K-A-V-I. Didn't have to say anything.
Oh, okay.
Jesus. Do you find that your eyesight's failing you? Hi, Dr. William Pengel. I've been an ophthalmologist here for the last 31 years in the Pengel Valley. My family. Yes, that's right. We founded this valley. We control all the property and water rights. Can you get your eyes examined by me? Hell no. But if you want a water permit,
Dr. William Pengel in the Pengel Valley.
That's why your eyes are failing you. You can't believe that my name is on every legal document coming out of the Pengel Valley. And welcome back here.
Commodore's dancing now.
Hey.
Commodore Ray Coneal is here, and he's dancing up a storm here for the audience to...
Yay!
Come on, Ray, you've had too much to drink.
Get away from me. Yeah.
Ray, do you want to sit down?
Yeah.
Ray, thank you very much, Ray. Good job.
I don't care about...
Just sit down.
Chris, let's talk first, Chris, about Commodore Coneal. Is he going to be out there with you? Mr. Henry, I said he could have a day pass. He could sit on a bridge of the Coneal, which is his boat, out of El Pacifico. He could watch, and he could take stock of, you know, what's going on and everything.
I can sit on the bridge of my boat and watch these guys on the beach going at it with their butts going up and down, this guy with his penis in a wheelbarrow. Why?
Tell us about Cove. We gotta get to Cove Run.
Get to Cove Run and forget about Coneal.
Yeah, sure.
Thanks, Phil. Okay, Cove Run. Cove Run, as I said, was started about 4 years ago, maybe 5-6 years ago, by me and Steve Street Beef, as a way of celebrating the working man in Southern California. A lot of us work hard, and we work very, very hard. And, you know, all we're trying to do is have some fun and you know, like that. And there's not, yeah, we can go to clubs and whatever, but we want something unique and something original. So we got together here. We formed the Cove Run Association, and we clear out three glorious, beautiful, glorious days out at the Channel Island, at Santa Rosa Island, Channel Island, to go to Cove Run. And what goes to the Cove stays at a Cove. That's our guarantee to you if you come to Cove Run.
All right, is it primarily for sex?
No, it's not primarily. I mean, it's...
Mr. Henry, Cove Run, if I may.
Yeah, go ahead, Steve.
Cove Run entails sex, yes. And it's hard driving, hard charging sex that's nonstop and never ending. But we have a volleyball tournament. We have meatball cooking. We have embroidered, all kinds of things.
How do you have embroidering when you're doing nonstop sex?
There's time. Yeah, there's guys. There's always guys that can't. It'll never end for them. They're on the beach going at it.
But while they're doing that, the rest of you guys go off and embroider things.
Well, yeah.
That's pretty much it, yeah. Or we make meatballs. We also have milkshakes. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I want to go out for the milkshakes and just to look at the sea life and everything.
You can see the sea life. You want to stand there and, you know, look at whales and stuff while there's some babe going by, but that's up to you.
Well, what am I supposed to do? I got a girlfriend and everything.
Well, the whole point of Cove Run, man, is to ditch, you know.
To ditch the girlfriend. Yeah, I bet you get a lot of women that are really writing a lot of fond letters, huh?
God, man.
I'm Commodore Corneal. Coneal, excuse me.
My name isn't Corneal, it's Coney. I want to thank everyone here from the Phil Henry Show. I have had quite a bit to drink, and I don't feel like that's a bad thing.
It's not, Commodore.
Just shut up for a minute. You're the guy that roped me into this. I'm over there. I got a wife that's hearing about this.
Where's your wife now?
She's in San Diego. She's down in Diego with her sister-in-law. That would be my sister. And
she's in San Diego with your sister-in-law?
No, she's in San Diego.
She's in San Diego.
Wait up.
She's in San Diego with her sister-in-law.
Which is your sister?
Yes. Okay, but it's her sister-in-law. I'm trying to be respectful for the first time in my...
You know, you're going to have to get a cop over here. You think you're taking this guy on Cove Run?
He's going to be fine for Cove Run.
Hey, Commodore, Steve Street Beef.
Yeah?
How do you feel for Cove Run?
I'm ready to rock and roll it, bitch. And there's no way... What is this?
Do you really want to drink that?
What is it?
It's like Clamato juice with nothing in it.
Okay, boys, that's your cue. Hit it. Yay.
You're going to trip and fall.
Commodore, you're going to fall down.
Shit.
All right. Thanks very much, guys. So from all of us here at the Pirate Days here at El Pacifico Yacht Club, we'll be right back.
Pirate Days at the El Pacifico Yacht Club. We'll be right back.
That's what I think of Moby Beer. Nothing like it. Nothing ever will be like it. I drink a Moby Beer in the morning, one at lunch, and one in the evening, and I've been doing that for 16 years. Who's gonna stop me? Yeah. Moby Beer, Lager or Pilsner. Moby Beer comes in the handy 24-pack. Moby or Moby Nut. It's a joke I wrote. I spent all night writing that, and no one cares.
Oh, man. This is Margaret Gray. Welcome back here to Pirate Days. This show, like so many, could you tell them?
Knock it off, you guys. You're all done, okay? Yeah, take a break. Hold on. But thank you, guys. Could you, hey, a round of drinks for the guys. Margaret?
Thank you. This show, like so many over the last several days, seems to meander, doesn't seem to have a point.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
What am I talking? I'm talking... Sorry.
We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
The wonderful southern exposures of Cliff Housing. Live underground for the first time in your life, sharing your space with rats, snakes, and insects. Cliff Housing. Underground on a cliff. And yes, if the sea rises too high with global warming, you drown and you die.
A challenge like no other.
Cliff Housing. Contact Portaby Real Estate.
Call 555-1238-2238-6.
Cliff Housing. That ain't no house at all. That's a cave.
And welcome back to Pirate Days on a Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico Yacht Club.
And I'm Commodore Ray Coneal. And I apologize. I've had a little bit to drink, and I'm going to have a hell of a lot more.
I'm Chris Norton, inviting you to come to Cove Run. It's this weekend as part of Pirate Days. And what goes to the Cove stays in the Cove. And we invite every man who works hard for a living, preferably, I mean, you'd have to be young and you have to sort of, you've got to be cut, you know. I mean.
Yeah, hey, Steve Street Beef here. You have to be cut. And you've got to be bringing something. You've got to be bringing it pretty, bring a pretty significant piece of lumber.
You got to bring the lumber.
Well, that, I guess that lets me out, doesn't it?
Yeah, Commodore.
All right, welcome back. You want to sit the Commodore down, bud?
Why is it my job?
Because if you don't mind.
Come on, bud. Be a good guy.
You're on Commodore. Sit down up here.
Hey, you're a good kid, you know that?
And welcome back here to Pirate Days.
You're a damn good kid. And if there was a time, I'd put some lipstick on.
Can you just shut him up?
Yeah, I got to shut him.
Welcome back to Pirate Days here at the El Pacifico Yacht Club. I'm Phil Henry. One of the things they do at Pirate Days is they make pirate hats and one eye, you know, the...
They have patches over the eye.
Yes. And, hi, this is Esther.
Esther Steele.
Esther Steele. Esther, these are wonderful costumes.
Thank you.
Tell me about them.
This is the Davy Jones locker. And this is a eye patch, the Davy Jones locker. And this is Bluebeard.
This is the Bluebeard eye patch.
This is a Bluebeard. This is a beard.
The one you're wearing.
The one that I'm wearing, yes. In other words, it's a fantasy. And no woman has facial, no woman we'd be associating with would have this kind of facial hair. But women, never mind.
It's just you're having fun.
I'm having fun. This is a pirate skirt that the pirate women would wear.
Now, were there pirate women in those days?
Probably not, but we're having fun with it. So this is what, or maybe one of the pirates, one of the men, you know, a trans, okay? Him, her, you know? He's not fluid, isn't that it?
And what's this?
This is another eye patch.
So you've got nothing but eye patches here.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Thanks very much.
Pain in the ass. I brought this shit all the way over from Calway.
Thank you very much, Esther. That was very nice.
Uh-huh. You want to buy something?
No, I don't. No.
Ray, great, great time here at Pirate Days. You got a great crowd here.
Let me ask something. Do you think I ought to be allowed to partake in the Cove?
Yeah.
Because my wife's down visiting her sister-in-law, which is my sister, yeah.
You're going to get in a lot of trouble, Ray.
Don't tell me, okay? I'm the kind of guy that when you're going out the front door, I'm coming in. Let me tell you, I'm the kind of guy when he's going out the front door, I'm coming in the back door. Understand what I'm saying? All right, so for me.
Thanks a lot, Ray. Okay, Ray, yeah.
Yeah! Yeah!
Very good. Ray Coneal. Pirate Days has been going on for a long time. Chris Norton is my special guest here along with Steve Street Beef. They're discussing their participation in Pirate Days for the Cove Run. So the guys are going to go over for 3 days. You're going to be on a boat?
Yeah, we're taking over the Throb. We're taking over Throb City. The Throbber, as we call it, taking over Throb City. So we'll be part of Cove Space 6. Yeah.
Cove Space 6.
I said it, man. Sis.
You say sis. You know?
Bullshit. Hey. Thank you, Phil. And so Cove Run's special, and there's no denying it, and there's no doubtability on it, you know.
Cove Run is special, and there's no doubtability.
You've been very quiet, General.
Yes, I have been quiet, because I've never been more bored in my life watching this alcoholic, General, no, watching this alcoholic old man stumbling all over himself.
You say talk about me?
Yes, I am, Ray. And you want to put lipstick on Bud, huh?
I never said anything.
Yes, you did. You did, and you embarrassed me.
God damn, dude. You're going to have a good time. Hey, dude, you can come over to Cove Run. We got stuff over there. It's listed. We got it, but it's female. You may not like it.
Fuck you.
Okay, thanks. thanks for nothing, man.
You know, Phil, you don't worry about it. I got it.
All right, thanks so much.
Ow.
This is Pirate Days.
Cove Run. Tonight at midnight, right? Yeah, Cove Run's time at midnight, everyone. Those of you who come over to the Cove, you go to the Cove, you stay at the Cove. You know what I mean? Go to the Cove, stay Cove.
Yeah.
What does that mean, go to Cove, stay at Cove?
That's... Just remember, everybody, you go to Cove, you stay Cove. Stay coved.
Stay Cove.
Yeah, you gotta stay Cove.
This has been the Phil Henry Show from Pirate Days in Southern California. Executive producer, Phil Henry.
Executive spruce.
Executive producer, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated, All Rights Reserved, on Podcast One from Pirate Day.